1992年，
1992。
英国考古学家伦纳德·伍莱在伊拉克南部的荒漠里挖出了一块刻满楔形文字的石板。
British archaeologist Leonard Woolley discovered a stone slab in the desert of southern Iraq engraved with bloody inscriptions.
不，
Well,
准确的说，是挖出了一个被黄沙掩埋了5000年的文明——苏美尔。
Accurately, it unearthed a civilization buried under 5,000 years of sand, Sumer.
但让当时考古队的人们脊背发凉的是，
But the thing that made the archaeologists at the time shiver,
他们把这些泥板一块一块拼起来，
they pieced the clay tablets together,
翻译上面的内容是，
translate the following content,
发现上面记载的人类起源和我们课本里学的完全不一样。
The origin of humans recorded above is completely different from what is described in the Kevali language.
当时，伍莱眼中的助手、考古学家马洛文，在参与整理泥板3个月后，突然申请调离现场。
After 3 months of assisting archaeologist Malvern in the excavation at Wooler, the assistant archaeologist suddenly applied to leave the site.
当时队员描述说，
According to the description of the players,
马洛文脸色灰败，不解释。
Bedarcer's face was pale and he didn't explain.
原因只是一味的收拾行李，去了另外一处遗址。
The reason was simply to pack up and move to another archaeological site.
多年以后
，years later，
马洛文的妻子、侦探小说女王阿加莎·克里斯蒂在一次采访中无意间透露说
，In an interview, Agatha Christie, the queen of mystery novels, inadvertently revealed that her husband Malcolm was a detective.
她丈夫从伊拉克回来之后。
After his husband returned from Iraq,
再也不愿意提起那些泥板。
I don't want to talk about those clay tablets anymore.
在他的再三追问下
，Under his persistent questioning,
马洛文说出了这样一句话
：Marlowe said this.
他们记录的东西根本就不像是原始人编的神话。
What they recorded doesn't seem like the myths of primitive people.
而考古队的领队伍莱则在2年后出版了一本发掘报告。
And the leading team of the archaeological expedition published a report on the excavation 2 years later.
事无巨细地写了关于苏美尔人的农业、陶器、建筑等等。
Detailed descriptions of Sumerians' agricultural pottery, architecture, and other aspects of life.
但是关于那些创世泥板的核心内容。
However, the core content of those creation tablets,
却只字未提。他们到底看见了什么呢
？But what did they actually see?
咱们一个一个说，在出土的数千块泥板中
，Let's discuss one by one. In the thousands of clay tablets that were unearthed,
有一块编号为 K8538 的泥板。
There is a clay tablet numbered K8538.
又叫尼维新图，上边画了一幅精确的太阳系。
Also, a detailed solar system was drawn on the Nevi star chart.
示意图。
Illustration.
太阳在中心，周边行星。
Sun in the center, surrounding planets.
包括地球、火星。
Including Earth, Mars,
木星
Jupiter,
土星都一目了然
Saturn is very clear.
但让天文学家当场愣住的是
，However, what surprised the astronomers was
这幅星图上居然有天王星和海王星的位置。
There's actually Uranus and Neptune in this star chart.
各位，天王星是1781年由英国天文学家赫歇尔用望远镜发现的。海王星更晚，是1986年才被人类观测到的。
In 1981, Uranus was discovered by British astronomer Herschel, and Neptune was discovered later in 1986.
而这块泥板经过检测，出现的时间大概是公元前7世纪。
And this tablet was found to have been created around the 70s BC.
更要命的是
More importantly,
线头上还画出了行星之间相对大小和距离比例，精确程度和1977年的旅行者号探测器发射的数据相比误差不到 1%。
The planet also shows the relative size and distance between planets with a precision that is less than 1% compared to the data from the Voyager 1 probe launched in 1977.
这一块几千年前的泥巴居然画出了20世纪航天器才能确认的数据。
These ancient clay figures, dating back thousands of years, depict data that could only be confirmed by 20th century spacecraft.
各位
Hello?
你说画这幅图的人
You said the person who drew this picture.
他是在地球上吗
Is he on Earth?
随着楔形文字被破译
With the deciphering of the star language,
更让人细思极恐的事情出现了，苏美尔人管自己叫黑头人。
Something even more terrifying happened. The Sumerians called themselves black-headed people.
他们对人类起源的解释和同期文明都不一样。
Their explanations of the origin of humans and the corresponding civilizations are different.
他们说在太阳系里有一颗我们没有发现的行星叫尼比鲁。
They said there was a planet in the solar system that we hadn't discovered called Nibiru.
这颗行星每3600年绕太阳一圈。
This planet takes 3,600 years to orbit the sun.
上面住着的是一群叫阿努纳奇的高等智慧生物。
Above lived a group of highly intelligent beings called Arunachis.
大概4500年前。
Approximately 450,000 years ago,
阿努纳奇人来到地球。
The Anunnaki came to Earth.
他们的目的很明确。
Their purpose is clear.
就是开采黄金。
It's about mining gold.
因为尼比鲁的大气层正在崩溃。
Because the atmosphere of Nibiru is collapsing.
需要黄金来稳定温度。
Gold is needed to stabilize the temperature.
当时他们的首领叫恩基。
At that time, their leader was Enki.
从地球上提取了类人猿的基因。
Genes from human-like apes were extracted from Earth.
然后和阿努纳奇人自己的基因混合，这块叫创造人类的泥板上所用的楔形文字。
Then mix it with the fine writing on the clay tablet used to create humans belonging to the Arunnaki people.
详细地记录了整个过程。
Detailed records of the entire process.
我们把神的血液和泥土结合。
We combine God's blood and soil.
创造了人类。人类睁开眼睛的那一刻。
The moment when humans first opened their eyes.
拥有了智慧
Having wisdom,
却失去了长生
I've lost immortality.
为了证明这不是翻译者的脑补，石板上还记录了制造人类的实验室。
To prove that this is not a translation, the stone tablet also records a laboratory for manufacturing humans.
地点叫埃丁。
The place is called Eden.
而第一个被成功创造的人类叫阿达帕。到这儿
And the first successful human created was Ader here.
你是不是觉得这就是神话而已?
Do you think this is just a myth?
来,
Come.
咱们接着往下看。
Let's continue.
在苏美尔所有的泥板记录中,
In all the clay tablets found in Sumer,
有一个事件被反复提及,叫大洪水。
There is an event that is repeatedly mentioned called the Great Flood.
这个事儿咱们这边也有记载。
This is recorded in our local records.
相信大家都听过，他们的吉尔亚美什史诗中就详细记载了一场毁灭。
I believe everyone has heard of the destruction described in detail in Gilgamesh's epic.
全球的大洪水。
Global floods.
一个叫乌特纳皮舍提姆的人受到了神的警告。
A woman named Utnapishti, who was a snake-body deity, received a warning from the gods.
造了一艘巨大的方舟。
Built a huge ark.
带上家人和所有动物。
Bring your family and all your pets.
包括种子来躲避洪水。
Include seeds to avoid floods.
洪水退了之后。
After the flood receded.
方舟停在了一座山的山顶上。
The ark was parked on the top of a mountain.
这故事你听着耳熟不？没错。
This story sounds familiar, doesn't it?
圣经里的诺亚方舟原型就是它。
The prototype of the Noah's Ark in the Bible, is it?
但是另外一件事也让地质学家们开始坐不住了。
However, another thing also made geologists uneasy.
苏美王表大家肯定都知道。
Everyone knows the Soemaking's table.
他详细记录了。
He recorded it in detail.
从太古时代到公元前2000年左右的所有国王的名字和统治年限。
Names and terms of rule of all kings from the beginning of the ancient era to around 2000 BC.
还把它分成了两部分。
It was also divided into two parts.
大洪水之前和大洪水之后。
Before and after the great flood.
大洪水之前有八个国王统治地球将近25万年。
Before the Great Flood, there were eight kings ruling the earth for nearly 25,000 years.
这个数字刚被破译出来。
This number has just been deciphered.
就让历史学家们嗤之以鼻。
Let the historians scoff.
直到2014年。
Until 2014.
哥伦比亚大学和法国国家科研中心的联合团队在阿拉伯海海底打了一颗钻探岩星。
The joint team from Columbia University and the French National Research Center drilled the deep sea drilling star in the Caspian Sea.
在对应公元前2900年的地层中。
In the layer corresponding to the year 2900 BC.
他们发现了一层厚达数十厘米的红积层。
They discovered a layer of flood sediment that was several centimeters thick.
也就是说
That is to say,
在那个时期
In that period,
两河流域确实发生过一场覆盖整个美索不达米亚平原的超级洪水。
There was indeed a great flood that covered the entire Mesopotamian plain.
这时间、地点和苏美尔石板上的记录都对上了。
This time and location match the records on the Sumerian tablets.
更恐怖的是
，More terrifyingly，
黑海海底探测项目在2010年也公布有结论。
The Black Sea Seabed Exploration Project concluded in 2010.
黑海在公元前5600年左右。
Around 5600 BC, the Black Sea
经历过一次海水倒灌，地中海沿岸所有定居点都沉入海底。探测器
experienced a sea surge that flooded the Mediterranean coast, causing all custom points to sink to the seabed.
发现海底到现在都有人类生活的痕迹。
There are still traces of human life on the seabed.
这个时间也出现在苏美尔人关于大洪水的另一个记载中。
These accounts also appear in another Sumerian account of the Great Flood.
你说，如果这神话的每一个细节都被现代科学验证的话
，If every detail of this myth is verified by modern science,
那它还是神话吗
？Is he a myth?
咱们再回到开头。
Let's go back to the beginning.
当时发现泥板的考古队领队伍莱在1992年发掘之后就拍摄了大量关于苏美尔泥板的现场照片。
After the archaeological team led by Dr. Niven discovered the site in 1999, they took photographs of the Sumerian tablets.
这些照片被分为三批。
These photos are divided into three groups.
运到了大英博物馆。
Delivered to the British Museum.
第一批没事
The first one is fine.
第二批也没事
The second batch is fine.
偏偏就是在第三批，整整两箱在。
In addition, there were two more boxes.
过地中海的时候
While crossing the Mediterranean,
一起消失了。
It disappeared mysteriously.
翻译博物馆的档案中
The archives of the British Museum
到现在还标注着两箱楔形文字原始影像资料下落不明。
Currently, there are still two boxes of newly discovered original image materials with clear markings.
而当时亲手整理过这些泥板的人
And the people who had previously organized and cataloged these clay tablets
后来的人生轨迹也是一个比一个离奇
Later in life, the trajectory of life was even more bizarre.
比如说武来的助手马洛文这辈子都不再说起舒美尔泥板的内容了。
For example, Malavan, a researcher at the five-year plan, never mentioned the content of the Sumerian clay tablets again.
而武来他在自己的回忆录中用了一章来写苏美尔文明但提到那个创世泥板的时候
And he also used a picture from his own autobiography to illustrate the Sumerian legend of the creation of the world.
他就写了一句话
He wrote a sentence.
有些发现
Some findings.
或许我们还没真正到理解他们的时候
Perhaps we haven't truly understood them yet.
还有萨加利亚西琴
Also, there is Sicaria Celery.
这个人是二十世纪最执着于研究苏美尔泥板的学者
This person was the most dedicated scholar of Sumerian cuneiform in the 20th century.
用了三十年来翻译楔形文字
Having spent 30 years translating the starry language,
写下了七本地球编年史
wrote seven local histories.
他说
He said,
苏美尔的石板并不是神话
The clay tablets of Sumer are not myths.
而是一份严谨的编年史
It is a meticulous chronicle.
阿鲁纳奇是暂时存在的
Arunac is temporary.
人类也是被创造出来的主流
Humans are also created as the mainstream.
对此当然是完全不认可
I completely disagree.
还说他是疯子
He also said that he was crazy.
但是他当年提出的一个预言
However, the prophecy he proposed back then
到现在还在引起天文学家的争论
It is still a subject of debate among astronomers.
太阳系里还有一颗未被真正确认的巨型行星
There is a giant planet in our solar system that has not yet been definitively confirmed.
就是尼比鲁星
It's nebulae nine stars.
2016年
2016
加州理工学院的天文学家
Caltech astronomers
在太阳系边缘发现了一个引力异常推测
A gravitational anomaly was discovered on the edge of the solar system.
存在一颗质量为地球十倍的行星
There exists a planet with a mass 10 times that of Earth.
他们命名为第九行星。
They named it Earth.
虽然没有直接观测到。
Although not directly observed.
但是越来越多的轨道计算。
However, more and more track calculations.
说明这颗星就在那儿。
It's right there.
就在苏美尔人5000年前画下的那个位置上。
Exactly where the Sumerians painted 5,000 years ago.
那现在我们再回看1992年。
Now, let's look back to 1992.
武来领队从伊拉克沙漠里挖出来的到底是什么呢
?What exactly did the five people in the Iraqi desert dig up?
那只是一堆晒干的泥巴吗
?Is it just a pile of dry mud?
那些在运输途中神秘消失的照片。
Now, the photo of the mysterious disappearance of the Earth.
是不是有一些我们不该知道的东西呢
?Are there some things we shouldn't know?
还有那些对此三缄其口的考古学家们。
And those archaeologists who have been studying this for 3,000 years.
他们知道的东西会不会就是人类起源的真相呢
Could it be that they know the truth about the origin of humanity?
咱们下期接着聊。
Let's continue the discussion next time.